Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 30th, and we're following economic news today. We're expecting some GDP numbers to come out, giving us a sense of where the economy is. Also, the Federal Reserve is meeting, and we're taking a look at what's happening in the presidential nomination contest. And we're also going to look at some medical news that caught our eye. We decided to catch medical researchers in the act, as John likes to say, of well discovering. A team investigating heart disease ran into a baffling medical puzzle. Why were African Americans failing to respond to beta blockers, a class of drugs that are widely used for heart disease? African Americans die from the disease at a 30% higher rate than whites, according to the Centers for Disease Control. So the team was a bit concerned and puzzled. Dr. Stephen Liggett, a professor of medicine at the University of Maryland, was among them. He's a pharmacogeneticist who says they found that 40% of their African-American patients actually make their own beta blockers. What does that mean, Dr. Liggett?
Well, the field is actually called pharmacogenetics, just so I can get that straight. And our basic premise is that there are genetic causes that result in differences in the response to medications between people. And the study that we're going to be talking about today, we did study congestive heart failure, which is a major public health problem. It affects about 5 million people in the United States, with about 25% of people actually dying within the first year. So we really felt that we needed to know the right drug for the right patients with no hit-or-miss approach or no one-drug-fits-all approach, which unfortunately is what has been happening a lot in these complex diseases. So we sequenced the DNA of hundreds and ultimately thousands of people to look in the pathway that's involved with these drugs that you call the beta blockers to see if there were genetic variants that might help us understand who's responding and who's not.
And is this discovery, does this now mean that perhaps some of those people taking the beta blockers shouldn't be taking them since their own bodies are producing it? Or what path does this lead doctors down now, knowing this?
Well, I think first of all, just in the way you explained it, it's a little bit of a complex series of thoughts that has to go through a physician's mind when he thinks about this particular variation, which is an improvement in function of a protein that has a tendency to block how the beta receptor works. So these sort of got some double negatives and things in there. And so at the get-go, there will be a process of education that will be required within the medical community to know about how this this variation works. Now, without having the test, though, and it's a genetic test that's quick now, it doesn't require a lot of sequencing. It can be done in a day in a laboratory, only a few laboratories, but, it can be done. You can't guess whether you have it or not. You have to first have the test. And currently it's still under sort of a investigational umbrella. But I think there are a number of possibilities, including the one that you're referring to, and that would be that perhaps some patients do not need to take this particular medicine, which would be welcome to most, because most heart failure patients are taking 15 to 20 tablets a day.
Wow, that's a lot.
You've done some great investigation of the genetic basis of diseases like asthma. Is this a really broad new strategy for looking at a whole range of therapies targeted at specific groups based on their ethnicity, using genetics as a window?
Well, the only reason that this actually fell out to be more of a story for African Americans was that this particular variant occurred in 40% of African Americans and about 2-4% in Caucasian Americans. So, this only ended up that way because of where the variant was found. In our other studies with asthma, we have found genetic variants that cover the whole spectrum of different ethnic groups. So,
if you're not looking at the genetic variations, you're missing a whole sort of set of issues as far as public health is concerned. Stephen Liggett, thank you very much. It's a fascinating study and very, very interesting, especially as congestive heart failure is a serious problem for people with African American descent.
Yes, and I think, you know, just as a follow-up to what you said, which is exactly right, if we just use skin color, we would really not have much of a handle on what we're doing.
A good week for making that suggestion. Thank you very much, Dr. Liggett. Thanks.